Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And it's what we would call a basic human right, the ability to have somewhere to come home to at the end of the day, somewhere to be protected and somewhere to be warm. But unfortunately, for more and more people, that doesn't seem to be the case. And great to have Denise Lucas, Executive Officer of St Vincent de Paul, Maitland and Newcastle. The Vinnie's CEO Sleepout is on tonight. Denise, good morning. How did you manage to probably get the coldest night so far of winter? What do you know that we don't know?
Yes, I know. It is going to be very cold tonight. I think we've had a couple of mild CEO Sleepout nights in the past, but that's not the case tonight.
So what do they get given? These are they're the high flyers of society who probably aren't used to such Spartan conditions.
No, that's right. They can, of course, bring a sleeping bag for warmth, but we will provide them with some sheets of cardboard. They can, you know, lay on this cardboard or make a little tent out of the cardboard. And sometimes if it's very windy, that's a bit of protection. We also will give them some soup and we'll give them hopefully a bit of awareness of the plight of homelessness in the Newcastle area.
It's all very well to trivialise this at time to time, but really that is what's, and sadly more and more people are having to experience on a day-by-day basis. Have we got any numbers? Is homelessness increasing in the Hunter?
Yes, homelessness is increasing. There are obviously a number of programs and facilities working with people who are homeless on the streets. But we find with our regular conference work through St Vincent de Paul that people are really struggling on a day-to-day basis to pay increasing living costs such as, you know, food, electricity, rent. So that puts people in very insecure situations when it comes to accommodation and day-to-day living.
So many new terms have come out, and unfortunately they don't bid well. There's the term couch hopping. A lot of people who may not have a home go from friend to friend or family to friend and spend time there, and they find they're going lot more people sleeping in their cars. Do you find that when we think about homelessness, we think about people on the street, but there are so many more facets to not having a home?
That's correct, yes. Yes, yes. We often do think of people just living on the street, but most of, and we certainly, you know, see people in that situation, but most of the work that we our members provide is to people who just are finding it very, very difficult to gain accommodation that they can actually afford. There is, as we all know, a lack of affordable accommodation in Newcastle. And as I said, the cost of living is rising with food and particularly electricity costs.
Does it frustrate you that it's not a simple solution? We don't have enough affordable accommodation, and it's not something that you can just make happen overnight. If someone came in with a wand and said, look, we're going to build 100 new units, affordable accommodation, it doesn't happen overnight.
No, that's right. It doesn't happen overnight. And unfortunately, I think if we had 100 units, we'd probably have 200 people, you know, needing them. There seems to be, you know, such a steady stream of people just not being able to make ends meet.
Do you find, Denise, that many Australians either forget or don't seem to think that we do have a large homeless problem in Australia? We still hang on to this belief that it's the lucky country and everyone's doing A-OK?
Well, I think that's probably the case. I mean, we're very aware of it, but I guess people in a corporate situation who don't have the sort of information that we have at our fingertips, it would just not understand. Some people just can never get out of that that poverty, and that's what we're trying to do, actually give them a hand up and, you know, help them to improve their living
Living standards, yeah, absolutely. And yeah. I suppose one night for a CEO spending it a little bit rough isn't going to take people off the streets, but if it creates awareness and the possibility for money to come flowing in, then it can make your position that much easier, or an opportunity to help more people. How much have you raised and how much would you like to raise?
We're almost at $85,000 for our event. I think we'll probably sneak into the $100,000 mark, which is fantastic. And yes, we find we've got 57 CEOs sleeping out tonight, which is a record number for us. And we do find that, you know, the light bulbs go on when they hear some of the stories that they will hear tonight. Talk to some of the caseworkers who work with people who are homeless and struggling. And, you know, they really appreciate that level of information that they gain.
And let's hope that information permeates into some more money coming Vinny's way. Thanks for your time, Denise.
Thank you very much, Todd.
2NURFM 103.7.